Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Minisode number 58 on the More Than Fitness Podcast. I'm excited about today's topic because it's kind of off the cuff. I don't have much written down here because I really want to just go through it as naturally and as honest as I can and go through my thought process. And I think if I do that, it will be the most beneficial for you guys. But the topic I'm going to talk about today is essentially a full day of eating plus my breakdown as I go through it, right? So let's go ahead and start. What's interesting is I have a Monster right here next to me. I have a Monster. This is the only thing I have consumed today. And so here's the thing. This isn't going to be exactly how it is every single day because I am flexible with my diet and I am versatile. But as far as how I think through things, I think you'll benefit from this. So last night I had a pretty big meal before I went to bed. I'll just leave it at that. So based off that, whenever I wake up in the morning, however I'm feeling, like if I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat a little bit of something, right? And that typically ends up being probably just like a protein shake and maybe some blueberries or something like that, or maybe a protein shake and a slice of whole wheat bread and a little bit of peanut butter on it. Something just to make that hunger go away, because I'm not going to just wake up and slam an energy drink, a sugar-free energy drink, whenever my stomach is growling at me. Like you're hungry for a reason. And so if I would just go and slam an energy drink whenever I'm super hungry, I'm just going to get really anxious, have a lot of anxiety. I'm going to get really irritable and moody. And it's going to have a lot of outcomes that I don't want, right? Just because I like the feeling of the caffeine and the energy. Like I'm going to feel 10 times better if I just have a protein shake, have a piece of toast with a little bit of peanut butter on it, then my hunger will go away. And typically that makes me feel a little bit better too. I don't feel as jittery. I don't feel as anxious. And then I'll just have the energy drink after that, right? So in the mornings, I'll typically either have the Monster energy drink until my hunger kicks in, which is typically about like an hour later, hour and a half later. And so if I have the Monster, let's say at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., I'm a late riser, guys. I work by myself. I can do it. But 10 a.m., if I have the Monster at 10 a.m., and then I'll probably have the protein shake around like 11 or 11:30-ish. Because also I don't want that long of a period between my last meal right before bed and then my next serving of protein, basically, because you're already fasting throughout the night and your body is going. I mean, of course, it's going to use the food that you ate right before bed. But however, that's going to be digested and absorbed almost completely by the time that you wake up, assuming that's 7 or 8 hours later, right? So I don't want to extend that period out even further because then I risk losing a little bit of muscle mass. And again, this is just how my brain works. Okay, so then after that, after the protein shake and stuff, that'll typically be my morning. If I don't do the toast and the peanut butter, maybe sometimes I'll do the protein shake and some oatmeal, but some type of just small meal that I can eat pretty quickly. It has a dose of protein in it, and that's the theme that you're going to find throughout each one of these meals, is that I always start with the protein source. And I think this is super important. It's just something that I do naturally. I don't have to think about it a lot. But as far as picking out, okay, what am I going to eat this meal? It's going to start with, okay, what protein source do I want to consume? And which takes me to my next meal. So for example, yesterday, I just did the protein shake and the energy drink, right? I didn't do anything else besides that in the morning as my first meal. And then after that, I waited a few hours. And then that's basically around lunchtime, which is typically, let's say, like 1:30 or so. That's whenever yesterday I had, since I'm at my parents' house, my food, I haven't even gone to the grocery store and gotten a bunch of my normal foods that I normally get. But here, I just opted for eggs, right? That was my protein source. I was like, okay, I want eggs. And with eggs, I also just have oatmeal. I have oatmeal and blueberries with it, right? So I think, okay, I've got my protein source. Then after my protein source, I'm like, okay, what's my fiber source going to be? And so, of course, what goes with eggs, that's also a fiber source. And so I got I get low sugar Quaker cinnamon sugar oatmeal or whatever, right? And so I have that, and that's my fiber source. And then also I pair that with even more. So eggs and oatmeal are already going to have a decent amount of micronutrients. And then you've got the fiber in the oatmeal. But then also I get a little bit more color in there with the blueberries. And then it's whatever other fruit. Like, it doesn't have to be blueberries, but I enjoy blueberries. So that would be my first meal. I make sure that I get enough protein. So I'm typically having about 4 eggs with that meal, because each egg is going to be about 6 grams of protein. So 6 times 4, you've got about 24 grams of protein there. And I would like a little bit more than that. I'm typically aiming for about 40 grams of protein per meal. So I'm about 190 pounds. So I'm aiming for at least about 0.8 grams per pound of protein per pound of body weight. Said that weird, but you get the idea. So it would typically be around like maybe 160 grams of protein per day, something like that. So if I do, yeah, so about 4 meals, 40 grams of protein. Yeah, it works out actually. So yes, that would be my lunch. And then typically after that, I don't eat anything again until I work out, until after I work out actually. So that would be my lunch. And then that would last me typically 4 or 5 hours actually. And what I would do is, so if that meal is at 1:30 and I want to go work out, say at 6, right? I may be hungry in between that time frame. So if I eat at 1:30 and then I'm wanting to lift at 6, well, that's about 4.5 hours, right? I don't want to go that long without eating something and then going to my workout, because if I feel even a little tinge of hunger or a little bit of an empty stomach before I go work out, I know it's bad news, because I'm going to end up getting hungry during the workout. I'm going to feel weaker. I'm going to want to end the workout earlier. And so something I think that people don't think about enough is how they're feeling, or at least when was the last meal or snack they ate pre-workout, like how hungry they are. I think that they sometimes just like, okay, especially if you get super busy, I understand. But in this case, what I would typically do is something here maybe would be, that would be a good choice would be, sometimes I have another protein shake. I think protein shakes are, for me, they're super helpful. If I get the ready to drink ones, the ones that I don't have to make myself, like the Muscle Milks, I can typically have 1 or 2 of those a day. And that's perfectly fine, right? Because I get other protein sources as well, to make sure I get tons of amino acids and all the other goodies that other meats have to offer. So 1 to 2 protein shakes isn't going to hurt anybody. But if I'm feeling hungry before my workout, I'm like, okay, I'm feeling hungry. And that also means that you're not going to fuel your workout very well either, because you're going to be freaking hungry. Your pumps aren't going to be as good. Your strength isn't going to be as good. And you're just going to feel a little bit more sluggish and possibly hypoglycemic if your blood sugar crashes during the workout. Which is not good if anybody's ever had that. If you've ever gotten really like cold and sweaty and your heart started to race really quickly whenever you're working out and you find yourself really hungry, you're probably being hypoglycemic. So eat food, particularly carbohydrates. But before the workout, if it's like 30 minutes until my workout, I'm like, okay, I'm hungry, but I don't have time to make a full meal or anything like that. That's where something like a bowl of cereal, like a small bowl of cereal with a little bit of milk and maybe a protein shake, like that can be super helpful, just as something super quick. Other times, to be honest, I've had even like a banana with a little bit of peanut butter. I think that would be, so like a small banana, a touch of peanut butter, probably not even maybe a tablespoon of peanut butter. And along with, maybe I'll have a protein shake, or maybe I'll just have a big glass of skim milk. So that would be how I think about that as well. If you notice with these meals, I'm looking for a protein source first, a fiber source, and then I think about my carbs and fats. I want a decent amount of carbs and fats with each one. However, which I guess I'll get to in the next two meals that I eat, because I typically eat about four meals a day, three meals and a snack, I guess if you could call it. Maybe three meals and two snacks. Anyway, I'm rambling. I have the pre-workout snack, right? Then I go to the gym. After the gym, I come home. If I had a shake, if I had a little bit of food before the workout, I'm not super concerned about getting in some food super quickly. Because what people don't understand is that whenever you have like a protein shake or something like that with the meal that I had, if I had a protein shake, a small banana, and some peanut butter, well, that's going to be in my system for at least the next 3 or 4 hours as far as muscle anabolism goes, and making sure that my muscles aren't being consumed for energy by my body, for a lack of better term. So what I'm saying is I don't need to rush home and down a protein shake or anything like that. I can just come home, relax, and then whenever it's time for dinner, then I will eat some dinner, right? And then I don't worry too much about the meal timing with that. As long as I have a protein source about every 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, I'm in good shape. There's no reason to fret super heavily about that. That meal that you have pre-workout, like that's still going throughout your workout and post-workout too. It's not just like you have that pre-workout and then you go to the gym and then it just offsets everything and you just automatically need another protein source super quickly. I mean, you could, like it could, I'm not saying it would be harmful to do that. However, it's not necessary. Then I come home and then I usually have whatever I want for dinner. We had some sirloin steaks. We had some potatoes with a little bit of butter. It was a baked potato with a little bit of butter, and then a salad with ranch and some cheese and some carrots and all that kind of good stuff in there, and a little bit of bread. But for dinner, I'm typically pretty lax because throughout the entire day, I'm not eating super heavy meals or super calorie dense meals or anything like that. I like to bank a little bit of my calories for dinner. I don't want to say that this is like a binge and restrict type thing. Like I don't intermittent fast all day and then just gorge myself at dinner, or I don't like eat very small meals throughout the day and then just gorge myself at dinner. I don't think that is healthy practices. However, I'm cognizant in the beginning of the day because I don't typically want big meals in the beginning of the day either, because I'm working and then I'm going to go work out and things. And then I like to treat myself after the workout to a pretty big dinner. And that's probably going to be helpful as far as nutrient partitioning wise too, because you just worked out, your muscle cells and everything are really sensitive to any nutrients that are coming in. And they're likely going to be shuttled more to muscle than fat, than if you didn't work out at all, for example. So if you're going to have a big meal, like I tell my clients, like if you're going to have a free meal, ideally it would be after a hard workout or something like that, just to help out a little bit, but it's not a huge deal. But in this case, yeah, dinner time, I'll typically eat almost whatever I want because I don't give a shit that much. Like if I have lasagna, I'm having lasagna. If I have spaghetti, I'm having spaghetti. Apparently I love Italian. But if I like steak or if we're having even, you know, fried chicken or something like that, like I'm going to do that, but I'll also make sure, again, I go back to my base. What's my protein source? And so if I'm having fried chicken or if I'm having sirloin steak, a good example is yesterday. So I had the sirloin steak. I had a baked potato with butter on the side, which I could put on. And I know the steak is going to be a little bit fatty. And then I also know I have ranch dressing on the salad with cheese. So that's going to be more fat within that salad. And so I need to make sure that I go pretty easy on the butter on my potato, because just what I try and do is just balance out, just like I try and balance out my calories throughout the day. Like I eat smaller in the beginning of the day and then bigger at the end of the day. I do the same thing with my carbs and fats. If I have a really fatty meal early on in the day, well, then the rest of the day, I'm going to try and go easier on those fats. And so to keep going on this example, for dinner, where I have the protein source, so I have the steak, and then my fiber source is going to be a little bit from the potato, but then also from the salad. There's some spinach in there and stuff, and some micronutrients, all that good stuff. That's going to be my fiber source. So what's my protein source? What's my fiber source? And then I think about, okay, how much fat is in each thing? Because I know I'm getting enough carbohydrates just by default. We eat a lot of carbohydrates. But I just want to make sure that the calories don't add up really quickly, because fats are more than double the amount of calories per gram than proteins or carbs. So it's something to remember. dinner is big. So then that means the next meal, snack, whatever before bed is going to be a little bit smaller, right? And so this would be something like two things of Greek yogurt. I get the Oikos Triple Zero Greek yogurt. That's going to have protein in it. That's going to be about 30 grams of protein. Then I'm going to have, and it's got fiber in it as well. But then I'm also going to, I'm going to keep it very low fat because the beginning of my day, the first meal was four eggs. So the fat adds up there. It's about 20 grams of fat right there, plus the oatmeal and other things. It's going to be a moderately high, moderate fat meal. And then my dinner is typically going to be a higher fat meal and then also higher carbohydrates. It's just high everything. So to balance that out, my snack at nighttime, I'm going to do some Greek yogurt, which is zero fat for both of them. And then I'm also going to do some fruit, just a variety of fruit, typically strawberries, raspberries, blackberries. I'm a big fan of berries and I think they're great for you. I'll get that. And then honestly, it might be another thing of toast and peanut butter. I try and get a little bit of a carb source in there, maybe some type of nut. If you have almonds, I think that would work great. You could put the almonds, just a few almonds in the Greek yogurt. Or something like 94% fat-free popcorn. That's another amazing option because it's going to have fiber in it. You've got a carb source. You can even have two bags for like 200 calories. That's kind of where my mind is. It's going to be a high protein, high micronutrient because I want it to be high volume so that I can eat quite a bit. But also it's going to be pretty low calorie overall. And it's also going to be low fat to balance out with the rest of my day. So yeah. That's kind of my mental breakdown with everything and my thought process. And we are closing in on almost 20 minutes here. So I'm going to shut this off here. And thank you guys so much, as always, for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.